Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. It's once again time for You Big Dummy. True stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A Florida restaurant that claimed to use no MSG was found with a 15-pound tub of MSG in their kitchen. The state Department of Business and Professional Regulation was inspecting the restaurant a few weeks ago when they made this discovery. The inspector also observed about 20 roaches and then shut down the facility. The eatery did not answer calls for comment.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Three men who were speeding because they were running late for class were arrested after police found marijuana in their vehicle. The three 18-year-olds from Tampa, was this all Florida this week? Stopped by Florida Highway Patrol on Tuesday. The driver was speeding through a 65-mile-an-hour zone when pulled over. When asked why they were speeding, they reported that they were rushing to get back to Tallahassee because they were late for class. Upon searching the vehicle, police discovered hash oil, marijuana, and large amounts of drug paraphernalia in the car.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. This story was sent to us by Asher. Thank you, Asher. Keeping your eyes peeled for dumb stories. Here we go. When a Florida man... Oh, come on, man. When a Florida man's cocaine disappeared from his car, he made a phone call to the police. Soon after reporting the theft, the man was arrested. 35-year-old from Fort Walton Beach called deputies Sunday morning to report that someone had stolen a bag of cocaine and some cash from his car. According to the statement, he told a deputy who responded that he was a drug dealer and that someone had broken into his vehicle while it was parked, taking about $50 and a quarter ounce of cocaine. The deputy saw some cocaine still lingering on the center console near a crack rock, the statement said, as well as a crack pipe on the car floor near the driver's seat. The man was then arrested and charged with resisting an officer without violence, possessing drug paraphernalia, and possessing cocaine, which is a felony charge.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Police are searching for a robber's whose arms were so full of loot he couldn't open a door to escape. The robbery occurred after midnight last Thursday, said a sheriff spokesperson. The robber approached the clerk and demanded money. However, after getting all the cash from the register and rolls of scratch-off lotto tickets, the bandit's hands and arms were so full he kept dropping the loot, surveillance video showed. He fumbled at the doorway of the market but eventually managed to get the door open. Surveillance video also showed the robber sprinting away from the store, several lottery tickets streaming behind him as he ran. Anonymous tips can be made to the Broward Crime Stoppers. That's Florida, too. What the hell is going on?
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five! Okay. This is a first. A Florida sheriff's deputy caught a suspected cell phone thief when the thief accepted a FaceTime call. The man, 18, took the cell phone when the owner let him use it at a party. Then he allegedly walked out with the phone, which cost about $600. The deputy sent a text to the stolen phone but didn't receive a response. He decided to call back, this time on FaceTime, the app that allows viewers to see each other during a phone call. The thief answered, and the quick-thinking deputy snapped a screenshot of the image featuring the man's face before it went away. Cell phone's owner verified the phone was that was the man who stole the phone, and the man was arrested. That's good police work.
Dummy! Dummy!
Okay. That was Dan, it's the first all-Florida edition.
It is the first all-Florida edition that I can remember, yeah.
Wow. No, I'm not surprised. I mean, it is Florida, yep. And they have contributed greatly. That state has contributed greatly to this segment. So, all right, let's do a recap. We got a vote. We've got the restaurant, the no MSG restaurant that had a 15-pound tub of MSG in its kitchen. We got the dummies who were speeding back to class caught with pot, the dummy drug dealer who called the police after his drugs were stolen, the dummy robber who took so much stuff that he had problems opening a door to get out, and the dummy phone thief who took a FaceTime call, which led to his capture. I do not see Vic in the newsroom at this moment, so maybe he's busy and he can't vote. But Dan, who are you voting for in this all-Florida edition?
I like audacious dummies. So I will vote for the guy who had so much stuff in his arms that he almost couldn't get out of the place he was robbing. Like, seriously, just put one of them down.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I mean, I love that there were lottery tickets flying away from him as he ran away. Now, just picturing that image with lotto tickets just flying. I think that's hilarious. All right, Esmeralda, who are you voting for?
I do like the MSG one.
Yeah.
Because it's a tub.
A tub, a 15-pound tub of MSG. Yeah,
it's comically large.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
Okay, you're going with MSG. I'm going to agree with Dan. So our winner is going to be the dummy who stole so much stuff that he couldn't get the door open. And I'm voting for it simply because of the image of lottery tickets flying as this guy is running down the street with an armful of stuff. So there
I
you
wonder
go.
If any were winners.
Yeah, that's good question. So,
they
all right.
Couldn't turn them in because they'd figure it out. They were for that gas station.
No, but the ones
too,
flying away. I'm sure someone picked one up like, oh, look.
Yeah. Look, a scratch off. They could have won 10 grand.
Yeah. Oh, what a story that would have been.
That's right. Well, it's in Florida. Nobody wins. So it's an all-Florida edition of You Big Dummy. We got a break. We got the news coming up after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hello. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is after the show at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran has your morning drive and kicking off your weekend. Speaking of kicking off the weekend, we always like to kick off the weekend with a funky start, and it's Fly Jams Friday. That's coming up a little bit later on. DJ Shagru will be here. Viggity, Viggity, Vic, Double Verified V, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Wiki, Wiki, Nikki, all here. All coming up. Before we get to that, though, it's time for Straight Out of Context. This, as you know, is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, shall we start?
We shall start with Andre Darlis, courtesy of Tim.
I'm okay. Ready for it.
Okay.
Dave and Tim submitted this cut of Wendy Snyder.
I haven't been doing it as much anymore, but there was a time where it's like, you know, I do it probably every day, but I used to do it for hours at a time. Now I do it just to clear my mind.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one, Ivana DeVlantes.
Give him a shot of your backside as you're eating.
What's going on there, man? All right.
Jesse sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
Because the ball striking is pretty good all the way around.
Oh, man. Oh, brother. All right.
Jesse also heard this exchange between Jen Bosworth, Amy Guth, and Michael Heidemann.
So you guys would both do it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Eric emailed this one of Dean Richards.
It's big. It's exciting.
Uh-huh.
Celine and Brian sent in this exchange between Judy Pilak and Ro Khan.
Are you having a party down there?
There's a lot going on.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Champagne Chad heard this one of Anna DeVlantis.
It feels gigantic at first, and then you realize, no, it's exactly the size it needs to be.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, boy, that's a good one. That is good. All right.
Derek the truck driver and Ron submitted this one of Rokan.
I have been concealing my sword for years.
King Arthur now? What? All right.
Eric emailed this exchange between Wendy, Bill Leff, and Pete McMurray.
When did you take it off?
3 days ago.
Seriously?
You share an office.
Sometimes I don't look at his bottom half.
Oh, boy. I don't look at his bottom half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Margaret from the north side sent in this one of Rokan.
Now, hold on. Let me turn you on here.
Ooh. Okay.
Brian is responsible for the next three, and the first two are of Lou Manfredini. First up.
Don't be like, oh, let's open up a little bitty hole. I need a hole that I can put my head up in.
Jeez. All right, Lou.
And then this one of Lou.
8:50 in the morning. I'll hit it again.
I guess we're all to like that one.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
And then this one of John Williams involving Lou.
Sometimes Lindsay will grab one. Maybe Lou will today, too.
Oh, man. Okay.
Joe in Bensonville, Brian, Hawk of May, and our own Sam Paniatovich heard these of Jim Toronto, Dave Schwann, and Dean Richards.
Hey, Schwanny, remember the last time you and I
yes.
had a little fun with a rainbow cone?
That was a revelation.
That's right. I turned you guys on to that.
Yeah, yeah, you totally did.
And I'd go down there. I'm just enjoying watching you guys eat this.
Yeah, we discussed the relative, you know, the values of licking versus...
Yeah, you said that was... See, that's
licking
the best part.
Licking versus biting.
I was going at it as well as Schwanny, if you will.
What? What the hell is going on? What? Jeez. All right.
JR submitted this one of Lisa Wolf.
I'll get off easy.
Oh, man. That's good. That's a good one.
Brian emailed this one of Judy Pilak.
And then it'll be really long.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Curtis from Justice sent in this one of Vic Vaughn.
Don't understand it, you eat it.
What was that? What character?
That was me.
What character were you doing there, Vic? Was it?
I don't think that was me.
That was you. Vic okay. did not understand the hay flakes we were eating.
Oh, the hay flakes. Yeah, you didn't.
Haw flakes.
Oh, yeah, they tasted
good,
like hay.
Good ear.
Yeah.
A texter heard this one of Esmeralda.
I finished it off.
Oh,
I didn't mind it that much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scott and Brian submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
I did it one time with an elderly gentleman, and he said, I don't need your money. Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Justin Kaufman.
There's the thin one, there's a long one, there's the thick one.
Whoa. All right.
A texter and Josh in Minneapolis sent in this one of you.
I need to pull that out somewhere. What the hell was I talking about?
Your Quiznos shirt.
Oh, my Quiznos shirt. Okay.
Jesse heard this one of Esmeralda.
Yeah, finish it off.
You finishing off a lot of stuff this week, Esmeralda.
Jesse also submitted this one of Judy Pilak.
It used to be really big back in the day.
Those were the days.
Champagne. Chad emailed this one of John Williams.
He could have rode that thing all day long, too, right?
That's good. That's good. All right.
And finally, we started with Andrea. We end with Andrea, courtesy of Joyce.
I'll do a quickie.
There you go. She'll do a quickie. All right. Well, there it is. Keep your ears peeled for dirty stuff, and then send it to us, and we'll play it back on Friday. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. When we come back, we got Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday coming up.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Fly Jams Friday coming up in a few minutes. But we've got right here, Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity. We want to hear about it. You become a spy, jot all the information down, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
All right, 5 clips this week. Spies were Wild Bill, Brian, Peter and Decatur, and Joyce. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth were filling in for Patty last week, and Amy was talking about the time she got food poisoning and how she needed a ride to the hospital, and you got brought up.
It was really bad. And then I ended up, because I live alone, I called Uber to take me to that. I was like, can you go to the emergency room?
You went to the emergency room in an Uber?
In a Lyft, not Uber, but what? Yeah.
In a ride share?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was late at night, and I didn't, like, who am I going to call? Who's up?
Yeah, you know? You'd have to call, like...
You gotta call somebody
DeGilio
wake him up.
Or, like...
That's the thing.
He doesn't drive.
Right, I would call up here, 312-981-7200, be like, who's on right now?
There you go. Yeah, I wouldn't have been able... I would do anything for the lovely Amy Guth, though. I took a cab to the hospital one time. When I cut my hand open, it was, like... We had a dinner party the night before. Heather and I had a dinner party. We had a bunch of people over, and I cooked, and everything was great. And it was the next day, and I was doing the dishes. And this is an absolutely true story. Doing the dishes, and we're talking tons of dishes, because we were all, like, after dinner, you know, we were all just kind of sitting around, and we were drinking, and I didn't want to do the dishes that night. So we left them, and I did them the next day. I am on the last wine glass, the last dish after doing tons of dishes, pots, pans, plates, everything that you can possibly imagine, glasses, cups, everything. I'm on the last wine glass, and I got my hand in the wine glass with the sponge, and I'm moving it back and forth, and the wine glass breaks and slices my hand wide open. All the way down to, it was like right on my knuckle, on my left, and at my left hand, too, because I'm, you know, and I looked, and I didn't know it at first. It happened so quick. You know how you cut yourself sometimes, you don't even feel it. And I cut, you know, I look, and I'm like, well, that's not too bad. And blood starts pouring out, and I could see my bone. And I went, oh. Heather was at work, so I took a cab. I called a cab to go to the hospital to get stitched up. I got 6 stitches.
How long did that take, the cab?
It took a while. I called it, you know, and it was, and I waited, and they finally showed up. I had my hand wrapped in paper towels. Then went to the hospital. I get to the hospital, by the way. And they're checking my blood pressure, and they put the strap around my left arm. So they pump up the blood pressure thing, and I start pouring blood out of my wound. I'm like, you might want to put it on my other arm. You know, I don't want to bleed out in the emergency room here. They're like, oh, okay.
Well, it'd be a perfect place to do it. There's plenty of blood in there.
Yeah.
What was the reaction of the cab driver? Did he have any reaction at all?
I didn't. You just said you got to take me to Swedish Covenant. I cut my hand. He's like, well, oh, all right. I'm not going to pay for an ambulance to get 6 stitches.
No, I'm just, you know, I just imagine this jaded cab driver just looked back and like, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, I wasn't like, it, surprisingly, it didn't bleed a whole lot.
Don't get it on my seat.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I ended up getting 6 stitches. And by the way, that happened in 2000, 2009. Okay, those were my first stitches. 2009. Those are the first stitches I ever got.
So, wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it sucked. Last class, man. The last damn. I was spent 2 hours doing dishes, and I sliced my damn hand open on the last wine glass. I was so mad. All right. Sorry, we got derailed there.
No, that's all right.
All right, what's next?
Interesting. P. McMurray was looking for movie recommendations before your appearance last week, and Dave Bennett brought up your favorite movie of the year.
Baby Driver. Baby bad Driver. Name for a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not what I expected or what you would expect from the title, but ask Nick about it when you talk to him. It's very okay. entertaining.
Yeah. Still the best movie of the year as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
Last week, Steve and Johnny had dinner at the Signature Room and happened to walk by the showcase when Amy and Jen were on. They stopped in and you were mentioned after they left.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth, in for Patty Vasquez. So that was very exciting how a minute ago...
Super exciting.
We saw Steve and Johnny walking by and I'm all like, come on in. And they did.
At first, I was like, Guth is inviting random people off the street to come into the studio with us.
And I'm like, no, look what's happening. And it was happening, and they came in, and they hung out with us. And we took pictures, and they hugged us. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I have never met them, but they know of me, and I know of them through Nick DiGilio.
Yeah.
He was talking about
their
me.
Stuff, yes.
And I've covered
They're delightful people.
Yes.
They're the nicest people.
Yeah, they are. I ran into them that night, too. Yeah. Okay.
Dean Richards, Elton, Jim Tarano, and Dave Schwann were talking about rainbow cones earlier.
Oh, God, here we go.
Sam Paniadovich knew it was coming.
DiGilio is going to have a field day with this. We did. Oh, boy.
And our last one of our favorite callers, Jasmine, was talking with Patty, and she wanted Esmeralda to pass along a message to you.
Is Esmeralda there?
Yes, she is.
Can you tell Nick I said happy late birthday? Because I forgot. I've been forgetting to call in. And
oh, was it his birthday? Did I miss Nick's birthday?
You did miss Nick's birthday.
Happy birthday to Nick. Happy birthday to Nick. Happy birthday, dear Nick. Happy birthday to Nick.
But yes, I will let him know. From both of you.
From me, too.
Yes. Hey, Nick.
What?
Jasmine called and said happy birthday, and Patty said happy birthday,
oh,
too.
Thanks.
I was just letting you know.
Thanks for getting the message to me.
Just letting you know.
Not that you needed to be reminded or anything by a clip on...
No, what?
No.
What was playing?
That was just this thing.
Okay.
Saga was playing. You missed out on some Saga.
Darn.
So Jasmine, huh? Jasmine's forgetting to call? All right.